All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in shortly in studio, Fond du Lac County Corp Counsel Megan McNamara. 3-hour-long motion hearing. Are you kidding me? In Fond du Lac County Circuit Court yesterday afternoon, on a motion to extend a temporary restraining order prohibiting a convicted violent child sex offender from Washington County moving to a Town of El Dorado residence, and the judge extended that restraining order at one point. Judge Richard Nuss, looking at the attorney representing the Department of Health Services and telling the attorney to give me a break. Megan McNamara is in the studio, and she'll join us on the next segment of the show. Ryan Waldschmidt, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain, will talk about drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season, the stepped-up enforcement campaign getting underway this week. And Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management will have some safety tips with bitter cold, dangerous cold temperatures blanketing the Badger State. Well, we just got off the phone with the Ethics Commission Chair Peg Lautenschlager after a member of that commission, Robert Kinney, announced yesterday he was stepping down from the commission less than 6 months into his term. Jay Heck is the executive director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, and he joins us on the show. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. I'm trying to keep warm like you, and, you know, it's certainly bitter out there.
All right. So you were listening to the interview.
I was.
With the commission chair. What did you make of what she had to say?
Well, you know, I think what she said was correct. Judge Kinney, Robert Kinney, expressed incredibly, I think, a very alarming statement about just how this isn't working, how this partisan ethics commission that was created by the Republican legislature and Governor Walker to replace a nonpartisan government accountability board, which worked very well for 8 years. It was very effective, and I think that's the reason why Walker and the Republicans wanted to get rid of it. And what Judge Kinney said in his statement was that it's not working, this new partisan ethics commission, that it's far too secret. I find that ironic because that was one of the major criticisms of the Republican leaders and Walker in getting rid of the Government Accountability Board. And apparently the proceedings of the new ethics commission are just as, if not more, secret. So I think Lautenschlager was exactly right when she complained about the excessive secrecy. And, you know, Judge Kinney, he's a retired judge, and I think he thought that they were going to be able to try to conduct ethics inquiries and campaign finance inquiries with some of the same degree of impartiality that the six retired judges on the GAB utilized, and he found out that that's not the case, and he said in his statement he was sickened by the excessive partisanship of members of the committee, and that, of course, stems from the fact that there was a complaint against the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee, which the Ethics Commission took no action on because they were split on a partisan basis, three votes to three votes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the issue of commissioners making campaign contributions, which, as you know, we were harshly critical of last August, and we certainly have a disagreement with Peg Lautenschlager over that particular matter. But I think all those things combined, it's not surprising that Kinney...
But it's only 6 months. He's only 6 months, Jay. He's only 6 months into the job. Is he giving it enough time?
You know, I think as he said in his statement, he saw where it was going. He saw how already the partisanship had taken over on the commission, how he was hoping that he could make a difference, and he felt as though he was either not being listened to. And so I certainly understand where he's coming from. I'm disappointed. We said in our statement, we wish people like that. Those are exactly the kinds of people we need on an ethics commission, that have this impartiality and this high regard for the law over partisan considerations. And it is a shame that he's leaving. On the other hand, you know, this was predestined. You could see this coming. The way they set the commissions up, it's designed to fail because of the partisanship that has been injected into the arbiter of our ethics and elections and campaign finance law. So I just think it's a very chilling statement by Judge Kinney, and you know I think that we really, if we're not, you know, if it doesn't happen anytime soon, we need to begin thinking seriously about returning to the nonpartisan Government Accountability Board, yeah, which did a terrific job,
that,
and was not subject to the partisan pressures of the legislature and the governor.
That won't happen until Democrats are in control again.
Well,
it won't.
Or until there's a scandal.
Or until there's
and,
a scandal.
You know,
right.
We may be closer. So, I don't have any knowledge of a scandal in the Capitol, but nobody had any knowledge of the caucus scandal,
yeah,
until it bubbled up. So
does his replacement have to be another judge?
Yeah, that's the deal. There's two judges that,
right,
are chosen, apparently, or yeah, I guess it is two. And there's so the Democrats, I think the way it works is the Democrats will present Governor Walker with three to choose from, and then Walker will select one of those three. So that is that's my understanding of how this process works. And I imagine that, you know, and by the way, Governor Walker said in the news reports that he would love to sit down and talk to Judge Kinney about what exactly was wrong with the Ethics Commission. And I hope Judge Kinney takes Walker's offer up on that. And the governor can hear firsthand that this is a dysfunctional model, and you know, he made a big mistake in pushing for getting rid of the Government Accountability Board, which I just want to remind your listeners was brought about in 2007 on a nearly unanimous vote. Every member of the state Senate, Republican and Democrat, and all but two members of the 99 members of the Assembly voted for a nonpartisan Government Accountability Board, and it's been replaced now by partisans. And, you know, Kinney's resignation, I just think, clearly underscores what a mistake it was to get rid of the GAB.
Jay Heck, Executive Director of Common Cause in Wisconsin. Jay, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it. Take care.